AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply criticizes the Republican National Committee for censuring two House Republicans who are members of the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot. The party committee called the investigation a persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse.
We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next.
Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois were censured by the panel. Two more people joined the more than 700 charged in the Capitol attack.
Two men charged separately in the storming of the U.S. Capitol last year were arrested in their home states Tuesday. In court filings, the FBI said information gathered by a network of online sleuths helped lead to the identification and arrests of 21-year-old Matthew Jason Bedingfield of Johnston County, North Carolina, and 31-year-old Eric Garatowski of New Hyde Park, New York. Bedingfield, who was on probation for a criminal conviction in North Carolina, is also charged with attacking police officers with a flagpole during the riot. More than 730 riot-related cases have been filed in federal court so far. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An Australian company will open a factory in Tennessee to build chargers for electric vehicles. President Biden.
Tritium's new facility is going to produce up to 30,000 of these chargers every year. They'll use American parts, American iron, American steel, and they'll be installed up and down the highways and corridors in our communities all across the country.
The Justice Department seizes more than $3.6 billion by arresting a Russian national and his U.S. wife on charges of conspiring to launder billions in cryptocurrency stolen in a 2016 hack of a virtual currency exchange. This is AP News. Tens of millions of people will bet on the Super Bowl.
Legalized sports betting has more people wagering on the Super Bowl than ever before. Bill Miller is the president and CEO of the American Gaming Association.
A record 31.4 million American adults will plan to bet just about $7.61 billion on the Super Bowl.
That amount being spent is up 78% from last year. As for where the money's going?
About 55% of the betting is on the Rams. But we always see that these things tend to tighten up as you get closer to the game based around the spreads.
The game in Los Angeles will be played this Sunday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Peloton's co-founder John Foley is out as CEO after the company badly misjudged the exercise-at-home trend that propelled its sales early in the pandemic. Nearly 3,000 people are also losing their jobs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.